From Washington, this is VOA News. Israeli warplanes strike a tower in Gaza. And the White House says President Obama has not decided to pursue military action in Syria. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. Palestinians say Israeli missiles have hit one of the tallest buildings in Gaza, wounding at least 20 Palestinians. The Israeli missiles struck the 13-floor tower before dawn Tuesday, following Israeli warnings that an attack was coming. On Monday, Palestinian militants in Gaza fired at least 120 rockets and mortars into southern and central Israel. No casualties were reported. Authorities in Gaza said retaliatory Israeli airstrikes killed at least 8 people on Monday. The White House says President Barack Obama has not made any decision to pursue military action against Islamic State militants inside Syria. Speaking Monday, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the United States is serious about confronting the Islamic State, but regards military force as only one tool for doing so. The militants have occupied large areas of Syria and neighboring Iraq. Earnest said Washington believes the only sustainable solution to dealing with the militants requires the active involvement of an Iraqi government that is effective and inclusive. The White House says no ransom was paid to Islamic militants to secure the release of kidnapped American journalist Peter Theo Curtis. Nusra Front militants who had been holding Curtis for almost 2 years freed him on Sunday, handing him to UN peacekeepers in the Syrian-controlled part of the Golan Heights. White House spokesman Earnest said U.S. officials asked Qatar not to pay a ransom to the militants. This is VOA. In the Midwestern U.S. city of St. Louis, a church service has been held in memory of Michael Brown, an unarmed black teenager who was shot and killed by a white policeman earlier this month. There have been conflicting reports about what happened in the August 9th shooting in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson. Police say Brown was the aggressor in a struggle with Officer Darren Wilson. But some witnesses say Wilson shot Brown without provocation as the teenager was trying to surrender. Monday's church service drew thousands of mourners, including Brown's family members and dignitaries. U.S. civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy.
This is about justice. This is about fairness. And America is going to have to come to terms with there's something wrong that we have money to give military equipment to police forces, but we don't have money for training and money for public education and money to train our children.
The shooting triggered days of sometimes violent protests and looting in Ferguson. Police have arrested more than 150 people since the protests began, most of them for ignoring police orders to disperse. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, has condemned Islamic State militants operating in Iraq and Syria, accusing them of appalling and widespread systematic human rights abuses. Pillay said the militant group has been carrying out targeted killings, forced religious conversions, abductions, trafficking, slavery, and sexual abuse. Speaking Monday, she said the Islamic State fighters also have attacked entire communities because of their ethnic, religious, or sectarian affiliation. Also Monday, Iraqi authorities said a suicide bomber attacked a Shiite mosque in Baghdad, killing at least 9 people. Later, officials said 2 car bombs also exploded in a busy commercial area in another part of Baghdad, killing 11 others. Somali government troops and their African Union allies have seized a key town from militant group Al-Shabaab in southwestern Somalia. Witnesses tell VOA's Somali service that Al-Shabaab gave up the town on Monday without a fight and fled to nearby jungles. The AU force said the capture of Tigalo gives the Somali government full control of the Bakool region and prevents Al-Shabaab from extorting money from drivers who pass through the area. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.